Can we give it up for the choir? Glorious voices. Your voices shall be heard in heaven in Jesus' name. But I need your help, though. That's the catch right there. Can I just start with this song that says, "You are God from the beginning to the end," right?
Yeah. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
You are God all by yourself.
Say you are God.
You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
Hallelujah. Indeed, you are God all by yourself. Everlasting Father, I just want to come before you this morning. I want to appreciate you. I want to give thanks for your holy name. Lord God, who am I this morning? A common sinner, standing in front of your children to say one or two things. Lord, as I want to open my mouth this morning, Lord, I ask that you will speak for me. Lord, as I hide myself here, but under your cross, Lord God, I ask that you will speak through me, that your children will not hear me, that they will hear you. Lord, that they will not listen to me, but they will listen to you. Lord, as you have asked me this morning to say one or two things, those words this morning shall encourage your children. Everlasting Father, Lord God, those words that you have asked me to speak this morning will move mountains, will cause miracles to happen, will cause testimonies to start to happen in Jesus' name. Lord God, every petition that your children have brought before you since the beginning of this year that looks as if it's not going to be done, Lord, right now, I ask you that you will do it in Jesus' name. My Lord, my God, every area that they are still looking unto you, thinking that, Lord, are you still there? My Lord, my God, will you tell them this morning that you are a living God? You are a living God, and you will answer them in Jesus' name. My Lord, my God, every members of our church that are not here, Lord, let them, let your blessing this morning, let it extend to them in Jesus' name. Everlasting Father, Lord God, we just want to thank you. We glorify your holy name, for I have prayed in Jesus' name. Good morning, church. First and foremost, I just want to appreciate our daddy in the Lord for another opportunity to be able to stand here in the presence of the children of God to say one or two things. I also want to appreciate our mommy in the Lord, Pastor Mrs., for the opportunity as well. The Lord will continue to strengthen you. The Lord will take you places in Jesus' name. This morning, our daddy called me and said, and asked me to prepare a very short message. And I mean, at that point, I was kind of troubled. I mean, I did not know what I can talk about. But I made up my mind to let us know, or to remind us, that God will always be God. So I titled this message, "God Will Always Be God." Amen? And my lesson text is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1. Now, today is the last day in the first half of the year, the first 6 months. And tomorrow, by His grace, we're going to start the beginning of the second half of the year. We give God the glory for seeing us through the first half, and we equally thank God for the grace to be able to witness today. Maybe you don't know, Maybe you have forgotten. Maybe you failed to realize that many people started this year with us, but today they are no more. Many started this year with us healthy, but today they are faced with one form of infirmity or the other. Many started this year with us. They have jobs, but today they are jobless. Many started this year with us in their homes, in the home that they call theirs. But today, the story has changed. They are looking for a place to live. Our case is not the same. Our case is not of such. Don't you think we need to appreciate this God for this? It's a question. So don't you think we need to appreciate this God for this? For this opportunity, for the mercy that he has given us to be able to overcome all of this against all odds. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, it says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endureth forever. In fact, when I looked at the Bible, I was searching for, ways to talk about appreciation of God. Then I found out that this, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his mercies endure forever," is documented in 7 verses in the Psalm. Psalm 106 verse 1, Psalm 107 verse 1, Psalm 118 verse 1, Psalm 118 verse 29, Psalm 130 verse 1, Psalm 136 verse 2, and Psalm 136 verse 3. The book of Thessalonians chapter 15 verse 18 says, in the same vein, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Unfortunately, I don't have much time, and the weather is not conducive. I will have asked us to sing a song to appreciate this God that we're talking about. But I want to let you know that you're sitting here in this kind of condition is a sacrifice unto the Lord. And I know for a fact that the Lord that I serve will appreciate you for this sacrifice that you're giving unto him. You probably will have been in your home, in the AC, sleeping, but here are you, against this climate, against this odd, you are here, you are listening to him, you are praising him, you are praying to him. The Lord will answer your prayers in Jesus' name. Like I said, when our daddy asked me to prepare a short message for today's sermon, I struggled between a message of thanksgiving or a message of hope and encouragement. It's just a question of when you have the opportunity, you have so many things to talk about. But you have to be thinking about, okay, well, should I do this? Should I do that? But while I was thinking about that, I listened to a testimony of one of the members of Redeemed Christian Church of God. One of the members of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, who happens to be the current governor of a state in Nigeria. I pray for someone today that your testimony is coming very soon. This message is for you. If you are one of us that gave the Lord, a list of to-do at the beginning of the year, so you are at the end of the first half of the year, and you still have some of the things left that the Lord has. Not that the Lord has not done, but the Lord has not opened your understanding to see why those things has not been done. Okay? So you are beginning to think that God has forgotten you, or you are beginning to lose hope. You feel like giving up. I have good news for you this morning. I want to share words of encouragement and hope with you from the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and give you powerful reasons why you need to keep on trusting God. Amen. Hebrews 11 is a faith chapter in the Bible. It tells you about the great people of faith It tells you about Abraham, Moses, David, and many more others. Their stories are a source of encouragement that God is an all-sufficient God. Now, the praise that starts the chapter is where I'm actually going. That is talking about chapter 12. And that's where I want to emphasize on. Are we able to project? No? Okay. So Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with the patience that the race that is set before us." Amen? So, what Apostle Paul is trying to say here is that you should never give up, because heaven is watching and the heaven is cheering you on. So back to my story that actually inspired this message. Like I said, I was listening to, actually it was a testimony by Governor Dapo Abiodun of Ogun State in Nigeria. So in his testimony, it was in front of the church in London. So he was giving a testimony about what the Lord has done to make him successful, to make him victorious in his governorship election. So when he was saying this testimony, I decided to quote him because he said something, and that's what actually caught my attention. The governor said, "God is greater than man, and God will be God, and man will always continue to be God, to be man." So now I looked at we know obviously that God will always be God, but when you keep saying this, it will resonate in people's mind that the Lord is always going to be Lord, regardless what. He is an all-sufficient God. So now, in the testimony, he attributed his election victory to God. Okay? According to what he was saying, he has been so successful in the private business in the past, so he decided to contest an election in Nigeria. I think it was in 2015, if I'm not wrong. So, no, 1997. So he decided to run for his Senate seat. So at that time, he won the election. But he was not sworn in because of a controversy regarding his age. I think at that time, he was 39 plus, and the minimum age to be sworn in as a senator in Nigeria, I think, is 40. So they were in the middle of that controversy when the then president or the head of state, passed on. So, and that was the end of his aspiration as a senator. Okay? So he tried again. He tried again in 2015, and he did not win due to rigging, according to him, rigging by his opponent. So he went to the tribunal, and the tribunal upheld his victory. But unfortunately, the opponent appealed the ruling, and the appeal was upheld. The appeal court overturned the tribunal. So he was unhappy, and he said he was done with politics. Please bear with me. I'm going somewhere with this story. So he said he was done with politics. So in 2017, he lost his first son, and life dealt with him with a serious blow. So he withdrew into his shell and couldn't function. So he went to God and asked for God to take absolute control of his journey. So he left everything in God's hand. So in 2018, someone asked him if he wants to go back to politics again. So he said no. So they told him that, okay, well, if he's interested, they can give him the Senate seat that he couldn't get the last time. So he said no. Even the then governor of Ogun State promised him the Senate seat, but he said no. So another person asked him if he was interested in running for the gubernatorial seat, that is the governorship election, and he said he would think about it. So at that time, he went before the Lord and prayed about it, and the Lord gave him an indication that he should go ahead and run. So now he went with that, he went to the governor, the then governor, and informed the governor that, okay, he's planning to run for the governorship. So the governor said, no, you are not going to run. We are not going to give you that seat because we offer you the senatorial seat and you declined. So we are not going to give that to you. So they went to the vice president. And the vice president said, no, the governorship is not going to work. So it's only if you are interested in the senatorial seat that we can go ahead and do it. So he said, no, he was not interested. Not knowing that even the governor that offered him the senatorial seat was actually interested in that same seat. So you can see how the whole thing is going on. So according to him, he won the governorship election against all odds. Some of us that are from Ogun State will understand what I'm talking about. He ascribed his victory to faith and the grace to wait on the Lord. In his testimony, he quoted Mark 11, verse 23, which is a popular verse. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. You see the power in the word, the power in faith. If you say this is what I want, the governorship seat is what I want, you are going to have it. That is where I'm going. So he encouraged people that may have been looking unto God for one thing or the other, not to lose hope. He said many times, God appears to have closed a door in our lives, when indeed all what God has done was to close a window so that we can search properly for the double doors that will lead us to our destiny. Brethren, Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto your understanding. It is truly the end of the first half of the year. But brethren, I beg of you, trust in the Lord of Lords. Trust in him. He is the all-sufficient God. Please trust in him. He will do all that you ask of him. All your to-dos, everything that you have written unto him, that you have asked of him, he will do it in Jesus' name. At the same time, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and they will not faint. I pray this morning that as you trust in the Lord, you will find strength in Jesus' name. Do not forget what Jesus said. In John 14, 27, he said, I am living with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And this peace I give is a gift the world cannot give you. So don't be troubled or afraid. This is an assurance, my brothers and my sisters. Do not be afraid. Whatever you are asking him, whatever you are looking unto him for, he will do it. He said it. He said he will do it and it shall be done in Jesus' name. Brethren, I want to admonish you to wait on the Lord. Do not lose hope. When God holds on to your list, it does not mean that he's not going to do it. Because the Bible says in Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Jesus, in Christ Jesus. He just wants you to know he's going to do it. He gets ready and when it is the best time for you. Okay? Hallelujah. When he gets ready to move, then you will appreciate what God is doing. God is not just waiting. He knows what he's doing. Like I said before, the Lord is closing the window so that you can see the double doors, so that you can see what he's going to do for you. He may be working on some other things out for you that you don't even know. While you are waiting on the right now miracle, he can be working some other things for you. That's why I'm learning how to rest and hope in the Lord for the appropriate time for my list. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, so that you know the Lord knows all your expectations. He knows what you are looking for. He knows the right time to do things for you. So remember what he told Jeremiah. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of your womb, out of your mother's womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. People of God, it may look so long. It may look like it is not happening again. It may look like God has forgotten some of your requests. I have good news for you this morning or afternoon. I don't even know. Today is the day. Your presence in church today will make it come to pass in Jesus' name. You will testify over all of those lists very soon. Have you forgotten the words of Daniel? In Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, he said, and he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and seated up kings. I pray that the Lord, this morning or afternoon, will change the time for your sake, for your situation in Jesus' name. The Lord will seat or unseat a person in order to make your wishes come true this morning in Jesus' name. What are you looking unto him for? Is it the job, your papers, your husband, your wife, whatever you're looking for? Whoever is sitting on that list this morning, the Lord will remove that person and you will testify over it in Jesus' name. I do not have a lot of time. I will have go on. But brethren, you have to come to give thanks to the Lord. You have come to praise the Lord. You have come to make a down payment of thanksgiving for those things that you are looking unto him for. And you have come to pray unto him. I rejoice with you, my brother. I rejoice with you, my sister, that today is the day that the Lord has done. And I think I'm going to hear an amen on that. So in closing, I leave you with these following verses. And the first one is found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And the second one can be found in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 12. It says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. I say this morning that you will receive the crown of life in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Before I leave here, I have just one prayer point. Though I wrote three prayer points here, but I think we're just going to take one prayer point. And that prayer point is to strengthen you. So I want each and every one of us to pray to the Almighty Father and say, Almighty Father, help me to wait for you. I want us to ask for the grace to be able to wait on the Lord. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we get frustrated. But this morning, in order to overcome that, I want you to ask God to give you the grace to be able to wait, to be able to understand what he's doing, to be able to understand the reason why he's closing that window, to open the door. Because sometimes when you get tired, sometimes when you get frustrated, you leave everything that you're doing. You don't even want to pray anymore. You don't even want to praise God. So this morning, I want you to go before him. Ask him, Lord, all I want is just the grace to be able to wait for you, to be able to wait for your time. And with faith, you will receive what you are asking for. Please go ahead and pray. Please pray before the Lord, because we need that grace to be able to wait on the Lord. When you wait on the Lord, that's when you will receive what you are looking unto God for. This is the time. Please don't joke with this prayer. Thank you so much. In the name of Jesus.
Brethren, pray. I will wait upon you. Just as what we had in workers in meeting this morning. Are you there just because of what he can do for you, or because of whom he is? Brethren, pray this morning. Say, Father, I shall be zealous for you. I shall wait upon you. I shall wait upon you, Lord. I shall wait in all my ways. Lord, I shall wait for you. I shall wait upon you, Lord. I will not be distracted in the mighty name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, we thank you. We worship you. Thank you for your children. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the children of God says, let's stretch forth our hand to our brother that God has used this morning. It is a word, that comes right, that hit is like hitting the nail on the head. That Father, this will not be the last time that our brother will stand and speak of your greatness. In his life, in his family, you shall be for signs and wonders in the land of the living. It shall never be heard that you are once a Christian. The Lord Almighty will promote you physically. He will promote you spiritually. The word of the Lord that you have spoken today will stand up for you on the last day in the mighty name of Jesus. Just as favor, mercy of God, stood up for Jacob in that foreign land. This world will stand up for you. They will not stand against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Heaven will be open upon your life in the name of Jesus. All the days of your life, your attitude, the way you do your work, the way you do things shall be to the glory of God and shall win souls for him. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord.